Careless Creek by Stan Line. Abridged and narrated by the author. The first time old Walt set foot inside the Methodist Church at Dry Creek, Montana, was the 7th day of June in the year of 84. Even then, he didn't set foot exactly. Old Walt was dead, you see, and he'd been brought to the church so he could attend his funeral. I had known Walt most of my life, but I had never heard his full name until the preacher said it from the pulpit that day, and for a minute there I had no idea who that gospel sharp was a-talking about. "O God of grace and glory," he'd rumbled, in that somber, fakey voice some folks put on when they go to praying, "we remember before you today our brother Walter Pettigrew Finkelman." If I hadn't known Walt was short for Walter and that nobody else in Progress County had died lately, I sure would have believed I was in the wrong pew, so to speak. Walt was an old-timer around Dry Creek, and he'd owned the livery stable and wagon yard since the town was just a pup. He'd been a good old boy with a world of friends, and even though I wasn't but a younker of 20, I counted myself among the foremost of them. 2 years previous, my pa had got himself killed in a horse wreck over on our home place, and Walt had gave me a job at the livery. I worked there nearly a month before I moved on, and later I came back and worked for him again off and on through most of 83. He'd been good to me, and I had liked the old gent a lot. Hell, I had more than liked him. Doc Taggart told me Walt had passed away as a result of influenza and complications, but I reckon the old feller had just wore out and perished from living too much and too long. Anyway, I sat there in that crowded church and remembered Walt while the circuit preacher droned on about a man he never knew and about a place he'd never been. Heaven, I mean. We buried Walt up on Cemetery Hill in a grave that offered a fine view of the valley.